Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined once again by President Smart, but this time by phone. We, like the rest of our community, are doing our best to practice responsible social distancing as a new virus, the 2019 novel coronavirus, makes its presence here. Welcome back, Cliff, and I hope you're well.
Good morning, and as you said, Jennifer, Friday morning, and from this point forward, I will be doing most, if not all, of my work from home.
And that's our topic today, the latest on the university's plans to respond to the COVID-19 outbreak. Things are changing rapidly. What's the latest in Missouri State University's plans to respond to this and to address prevention efforts?
Yes, and so on Tuesday, we announced that all of our classes are going on to some kind of online or alternative delivery. We're in the process of transitioning that. That will begin a week from Monday. We announced yesterday that we are moving the great bulk of our employees to work remotely from home. My goal is by Monday, 70-80% of our employees will be working exclusively from home. The other group will be working intermittently from the office, and the essential employees that have to come in now will be working with many fewer people around, which helps protect them from this virus as well. The other thing I would say is on Wednesday at our Board of Governors meeting, the board gave me the authority to temporarily create policies and give directives in any manner to help us manage this without having to go through our regular policy of board approval. And so on yesterday, I announced that we've created a new emergency leave policy to give people additional leave they can take if they have to be home because they're sick, because they're caring for someone in their family who's sick, because they have child care obligations, and a variety of other reasons.
These are uncharted waters. We're all doing our best, obviously, to make the most of a difficult situation. You said earlier this week that there are still many faculty members, or there were earlier this week, who did not know how to do online instruction and that they were getting up to speed. How's that going?
So I asked that question to our academic leadership team yesterday, and the answer I got was it's going really well. Our team in the Faculty Center for Teaching and Learning is doing extraordinary efforts to get this done. Our faculty have great attitudes, and moreover, they're helping each other. Those that have taught online for years, sometimes decades, are working to get their colleagues up to speed. Story after story of people going the extra mile to make this happen. I couldn't be more pleased with the effort and the attitude of our faculty.
And just to remind our listeners, we here at KSMU have been covering this. That's information on MSU and other universities are on our website. But you also at the University, Cliff, are maintaining a website just devoted to this that people can find through missouristate.edu.
Yes, if you go to our homepage, right up at the top, there's a big gold bar that will lead you to our COVID-19 website. Everything, we are updating it literally every day to keep everybody in the loop in terms of what's happening. And we'll continue to do messaging, both email through our alert system and by video for our campus community as there are more things to do and more decisions to be made. I mean, we are far from the end of this.
Cliff Smart, President of Missouri State University, thanks so much and stay healthy.
Thanks, Jennifer. You too.
Again, President Cliff Smart on MSU's decision for university staff and faculty to work remotely and the new emergency leave policy. And we want to mention that even though KSMU is based on the Missouri State University campus, our local news coverage and NPR programs aren't going anywhere. We're committed to our mission of getting you important information from public officials, as well as sharing the stories of local healthcare workers, patients, restaurant owners, musicians, and more. You can find this information at the top of our website, ksmu.org, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter. And for our many listeners without internet access, we'll be right here on your radio. I'm Jennifer Moore.